Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's unfathomable, but as we've seen, and I did love what Drew had to say. He's like, yeah, you guys got to stop talking about turf toe as if it's just like, eh, it's a turf toe. That thing hurts. Yeah, that hurts.
Listen to this staff for Bill Parcells. Assistant head coach Bill Belichick. Okay? You have Charlie Weiss as your wide receiver coach. Al Groh is your linebacker coach. Romeo Crennel is your defensive line coach. And your DB coach is Dante Scarnecchia. I mean, you want to talk about an all-star staff.
Who is maybe the greatest offensive line coach of all time, Dante Scarnecchia. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game.
God.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app. Coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And check this out. Friday, October 17th, the Warriors will face the Los Angeles Clippers in their final preseason game. So again, that's next Friday. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will receive a Jimmy Butler III and Buddy Hield Best Buddies bobblehead. I can't wait to see what this one looks like. Single-game tickets are available at Warriors.com by calling 1-888-GSW-HOOP or at the Chase Center box office. Now joining us, Warriors assistant coach Terry Stotts, who again joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Coach, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. It's the morning roast. Let me ask you this first and foremost. I know it's the preseason. I know the wins and losses, they don't count towards anything. But you guys dropped 50 in the fourth quarter yesterday. But that was pretty cool to see with some of those young players just, you know, trying to get some action. That was pretty cool.
That was exceptional. I mean, you're right about preseason and everything, but when you see the young guys get a chance to play, and you know the game obviously wasn't going very well for us, and for them to turn things around and the way they played, the energy, making plays for each other, got the crowd back into the game. It was, you know, regardless of when it is, when you see something like that, it's pretty cool.
Coach, I got a random question to ask you. All right. Middle of the game, you're sitting there next to Steve Kerr. What exactly is your task to be looking at on the floor while the game's going on? My mom's like, what does each coach do? I go, Mom, I don't know. I'm going to ask them next time I talk to him. And she's like, the guy who's sitting right next to Steve Kerr, like, is he supposed to be looking or thinking about something specific? What exactly is your duty sitting next to Steve Kerr for every single game?
Well, primarily, you know, I really focus on the offense, first of all. You know, Jerry Stackhouse and Chris DeMarco really focus on the defense. I focus on the offense. But at the same time, you know, I try and help them out with game management, whether it's substitutions or if I see something on the court or if I have an idea, you know, relay that to them. There's just so many things going through his head during the course of a game. I try not to clutter it, but if I have observations on the game or particularly the offense, I relay that to him. And, you know, relay information, you know, timeouts or substitutions or matchups or something that they're doing, the opponents are doing defensively, that we might be able to take advantage of. Just, you know, a variety of things. And actually, you know, being a former head coach, you know, I do have a kind of a head coaching perspective, and so hopefully I can add some insight along those lines as well.
So there was a couple of moments last night that were just, they always stick out of my head. Like, you know, they hit a free throw, Jonathan Kuminga goes to inbound the ball, and like post and pods, or I don't even know what happened, Kuminga just throws one away. What are you guys just pulling your hair out next to each other watching that?
Well, I'll be honest, you know, so it was on that happened on the other end of the court, so all of a sudden we see that, you know, we lost the ball. And I really, at the time, you know, I might have been writing something down or I don't know what, but I didn't see what happened. So I watched it this morning on the game film. And, you know, it was just, I don't want to say it was careless, but Portland did a good job of picking up and pressuring. Mm. And, you know, we took it, you know, Quentin was going to get the ball, and then he decided to go set a screen for BP, and JK thought he was going to throw it to Quentin. So anyway, it was just lack of certainty. You know, you just, when teams pick up, you have to be alert. And it's good that it's preseason. You just can't take possessions for granted, particularly when teams like Portland are being aggressive in the backcourt.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's a good teaching lesson for the entire team to kind of go through that, you know, over some point in the future. But then there was another one that was the reverse. So it's a high IQ play. I want to know, is this just the old guys being the old guys, or is this something that you guys install specifically? Jimmy inbounds the ball, throws it to Horford, who's kind of at the elbow extended, and then Steph comes up to set a screen as Jimmy comes back into the play, and both defenders kind of, oh, we're going to go hedge out onto Steph, and now Jimmy gets the favorable matchup and the little roll to the basket. Horford flips it over the top. Jimmy's got two simple free throws because they foul him. Those are the kind of high IQ plays fans just love, but is that something you specifically call from the sidelines, or is that the old guys just using their IQ?
You know, it's probably both. The play you're talking about was probably set up, you know, whether it was a split or a back screen or something like that, but then it's up to their basketball IQ to make the read and how the defense is playing it, and to make the correct read, whether it's the screen or whether it's the cut or whether it's the pass. You know, it's those guys, their IQ can see things happening in real time. So to answer your question, it's a little bit of both. We have a lot of plays that are set up like that, but it's up to the players to make the reads and make the final play.
Talking to lead assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, Terry Stotsier, obviously former head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, who the Warriors defeated last night in their second preseason game. And a player we were talking about this morning for a while, coach, was Brandon Pajemski. And we were discussing, you know, the next leap in evolution in Pajemski's game and debating what that is and what that could be. What do you think the next step in Pajemski's game is?
Well, you know, I don't know if you read the article in The Athletic, but, you know, I think BP was pretty open about what he needs to do. I think in his third year, obviously he had a good run at the end of last year in the starting lineup, and when we got Jimmy, and that lineup was really successful, and he was a part of it. You know, I think it's going to be incremental steps for BP. You know, being a leader, I think his role when Steph is not on the court is going to be very important, because, you know, when Steph's on the court, we're kind of Steph-centric, where things revolve around him. And but when Steph is out, BP is going to have a lot of responsibility to organize the offense, to, you know, get people and be more aggressive, you know, maybe as a scorer than when Steph is on the court. And then defensively, I think that's where he can make the biggest strides, as far as being able to pressure the ball and not get beat on the ball, and you know, continue to improve on the defensive end, both as an individual and as a team defender.
You know, I'm always curious on these combinations that you guys are putting together. I know there's a lot of data, and you're just strategizing as a unit all together, the whole coaching staff, how to put them together. How difficult is it as a staff, as something's kind of slipping away, for you guys to stay the course and stick with the lineup, as opposed to, all right, we got to immediately make a quick substitution here? That's got to be a very difficult kind of push and pull for a staff, is it not?
Well, it is. I mean, not in preseason. In the regular season, you know, you have your, you kind of have your rotation where, and you got to be thinking down the road when you make substitutions. And I think it depends on how the game is going. You know, if it's a mild run, if it's a 6-0 run or an 8-0 run, you know, you can, you know, you can round up the troops and kind of figure it out. Because if something's happening in the first or second quarter, you still have to play the end game as far as minutes and things like that. But if you're talking about the third, fourth quarter, now you're getting closer to the game and say, okay, what's not working? We need to make a change. And the rotation probably goes out the window at that point. So it's a balance. You got to know your team as well. Like, you take Steph out for his blow, and you know, it's maybe it starts going sideways a little bit, and you know, the reaction is that we got to get Steph back in. But you know, in the first half, you kind of have to trust things, and because he needs his rest, so you have to manage the game. And there's no one right answer, but I would say in the second half, you're a little bit more in tune to those lineups and combinations than say in the first half.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to just pick apart that second unit just in general the last couple of years, because they're not going to be as good as some of your starters. But what are you guys looking for aesthetically on both sides of the ball from that second unit, whatever the combinations might be? What's your vision for some of these guys off the bench?
Well, you know, that group had a really good practice 2 days ago. I mean, they played really well together. And I will say this, for the, you know, for preseason, we're going to see a lot of different combinations. So starting lineup may change. The second unit may change. We're playing, you know, 16, 17 players. So I think it's a little different right now. But what we want is to basically have the same style of play, although Steph and Jimmy are unique in how they play and how we play with them when they're on the court. But, you know, ideally, you know, you have a style, and, you know, if both of those guys out there, maybe it changes a little bit. But we do play differently with only one of them on the court. But I think it's important to just understand defensively, first of all, we have a system and we are able to adapt. And I don't think that changes that much depending on who's on the floor. Offensively, you know, where the points are going to come from might change with the second unit. But I do think, especially with the addition of Al Horford, and you saw what Quentin Post did last night, when we have some spacing fives who can open up the court for JK and BP to do their thing on the second unit, I think that's going to be interesting for us.
Hey, Coach, we really appreciate the time this morning. Good luck the rest of the season. I know it's going to be here before we know it, that first game down at Crypto.com Arena against the Lakers. Good luck the rest of the preseason. Hopefully, no injuries, nothing like that. Everyone stays healthy, and we'll do it again more this season, Coach. Good stuff.
Always a pleasure talking to you guys. Have a good one.
There he goes. Lead assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors,
wow.
Terry Stotts, obviously former head coach for a while over with the Portland Trailblazers, who the Warriors defeated last night. Some good stuff there, though.
Yeah, I was trying to ask more, like, I guess, hypothetical, you know, just big picture type stuff, as opposed to how does Moody look?
No, for sure.
How does Kuminga look? Like, you know, it's too early, you know, for those things. I don't know if you've seen this, but this just in, we got a new USA head coach for the basketball team.
Do we? Oh, that's a tease. We're going to get to it.
Whoa.
On the other side.
Look at your face.
That stopped me. This is the men's side, correct?
Men's basketball Olympic new head coach. Go nowhere. I'll tell you who it is on the other side.
And it's going to be brought to you by the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Who loves Zinfandel? I do. Don't miss dinner with the winemakers at the Inn at the Tides at Bodega Bay. Drew Bledsoe might. October 24th, join Queen of Zinfandel, Carol Shelton, for an unforgettable night of food, wine, and coastal charm. Visit innatthetides.com. Space is limited, Carter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. We're in good hands. We're doing great.
You know,
you hate Carter, that so much.
You know,
snort.
I thought we were homies, you know?
I've laid off it today. Come on.
You could have played it during the Drew Brees interview. Drew Bledsoe, excuse me. I said you did that. Now I've done it. It's not Drew Brees. It's not Drew Bledsoe. All right. Great.
So I love
stuff,
how he immediately blames me after he does it.
Yeah, it was my bad.
He's got me doing it. No, you did
then
it
you got,
all
no.
on your own.
Well, it's just, you know, things happen. Father Time in Napa, we'll get to you in a second. We did have a great interview, though, with Drew Bledsoe. If you missed any of that, it's on YouTube. It's on the Odyssey app. Really good stuff. And there is something I want to get into, what he said about losing a Super Bowl, because I think a lot of people just assume, you know, he was the guy that backed up Tom Brady and he was the backup when they won the Super Bowl. No. He was the starting quarterback of a Super Bowl roster that lost to Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers once upon a time. And he's never watched that game, ever. Again, never rewatched it, didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to, no. There is something about athletes that separates, I think, you know, the good to great, the ones that hate losing more than they love winning.
So it's funny
coaches
that you bring
like that
up.
Too.
It's funny you bring that up, because like, people think this is a knock on the Warriors when I say this. The way they lost Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals, regardless of whether Kevin Durant was going to come here or not, they needed to make some big changes. Even though they just won 73 games.
I know.
And should have won it all. You almost cannot come back with the exact same team losing in that fashion. And that sounds insane.
Is that still the most heartbreaking loss in the history of Bay Area sports?
But that one,
come on. Just the circumstances, being up the way you were,
Joe,
against that man.
Okay, that you had won the title the year before. So it does take a slight bit of it out of it. Losing the 2002 World Series when you were up in Game 6 and handing the ball to Russ Ortiz walking off the mound, flipping it to him, is...
For you, that's still it.
Well, it's just...
I know.
It's just like, you got to be kidding me.
I know.
And then each Niner Super Bowl has subsequently got worse and worse and worse. You lost in overtime on a walk-off touchdown. Like, what? Like, that's... Kyrie hit a shot in the final minute. Okay? In the final minute.
Yeah.
Mahomes scored a touchdown on a walk-off in overtime in sudden death.
I know. and then the 3rd and 15 to Tyreek Hill, and the other one prior to that, 2019. I just don't think we talk about it enough about the emotional.
Each one is crazy,
but the emotional toll, not only just the fan base but the players. That's why last year, Joe, like, I was never believing that team was getting back to the Super Bowl. Not when you have.
I love when he says that now with perspective. I didn't hear a peep from you last year.
Well, if you're listening to the pregame show at 5 a.m. at the time, you would have told me that the Eagles and the Chiefs were the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you didn't think the Niners would go 6-11.
No, but I didn't. I did think there was a strong possibility of the regression because that's what happens when you lose Super Bowls.
There's a strong possibility of light rain
today.
No,
when you lose Super Bowls, there's regression. Like, unless you're one of the great dynasties, that's what happens. You saw it in 2019 and 2020 with that team. And you saw it last year. That's why the vibes this year, taking away last year and just all that bad energy and negative energy after losing the Super Bowl, after all the holdouts, after all the comments. Like, it was just a dark cloud that entire season. And I just don't feel like that at all for this Niners team. And it feels refreshing, quite frankly, even given all the injuries that have happened, even to Brock, even to Nick Bosa, George Kittle, all of that. Like, I feel so much better about where this team is right now when it comes to just the vibes, right? Can you grant me that?
I just won't agree with you on that. You saw them completely imploding last year.
I never said completely imploding. I just said they were going to have a regression, and they did. That's what happens when you lose.
Anything less than playing in the Super Bowl would have been a regression. So I think that's just an easy thing to say. But I would say this, is that, like, my new setting on sports in general is quite straightforward. You lose in heartbreaking fashion in a championship game, you need to have some major change.
No matter what?
No matter what. Just for the psyche of everyone, for everyone involved. There's just too much heartbreak. It's like going through, you know, you see this in movies and things like that, when families have trauma and there's almost no other way but to, like, almost like going in a divorce situation.
Yeah.
There are many, many situations. There's been lots of movies. I don't know if you saw that movie Stick. Or the show Stick that was on Apple Plus. A lot of people rolled their eyes at it.
I don't have Apple Plus, so yeah, no. Yeah.
Like, they lost their child. And the couple ended up, you know, really growing, like, resentment toward each other. And it's like, you could see, like, they just needed, every time they looked at the other, they saw the pain of what they had gone through. And it was just too traumatic. And so I'm not saying it's that dire, because you're not losing someone in real life. But I do believe, like, looking back on that Niner team, run it back. Was awful, awful idea. They should have made some changes. Now, I don't even know what they are. I think it's easy for me to say in retrospect a year later, removed from it, yeah, you trade away Debo and Ayuk and blah, blah. People would have lost their minds in real time. But I think you have to be that ruthless when you're going through these things and you lose. And I think you need to, like, self-evaluate. I look at Kyle Shanahan, just look at his face. Look at his face at any point last year. And then look at his face today. The man looks like he actually has separation between the trauma of losing the Super Bowl and last year it looked like his dog died every day.
Well, no, what we liken it to is when they have the before and after pictures of the president when they get into office.
It was worse.
And when they leave and they age like 20 years, Obama, Bush, and Trump, all of them. And it looks like that for Shanahan.
But he looked like what Las Vegas looks like on a Sunday morning when everyone's trying to fly out after being on a bender for multiple days.
For sure. Father Times in Napa wants to discuss the Bledsoe connection and a little Dubs as well. And I want to play the sound of what Drew Bledsoe had to say about what we're talking about, losing the Super Bowl and how much it hurt him back in 1996. Father Time, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
What up, Double Joes? Hey, so you want the wine connection? You want the Bledsoe? Or do you want me to dish on the Warriors? You choose.
Give me both. How about that, Father Time?
I love these callers. The caller. It's a you choose your call experience.
Well, quickly on the wine stuff, Bledsoe's absolutely right. Oregon's making some great Pinot, but of course, Russian River. And then, you know, somebody on the phone is making some great Pinot in Carneros. So a little art house wine plug. Check it out. It's a boutique winery that we have a little stake in. So, Bledsoe, I got to tell you, back in the day, I had a little stint in the media world, and I produced a Special Olympics, winter Special Olympics coverage from Bend, Oregon, where Drew lives. And that guy, he is the real deal. You know, it's one thing to be cool on TV or the radio. It's another thing when nobody's looking, and it's wintertime, and it's snowing, to be out there for everything. He jumped in the river in what they call the polar bear plunge in his chonies and got out and did an interview. Was just so incredible. So anyway, when you meet someone like that, NFL quarterback who doesn't take himself so serious and is willing to give as opposed to other NFL quarterbacks, if you know what I mean, it's so special. So anyway, that's my Drew Bledsoe story. Just an amazing, amazing person who didn't hi-hat anybody. Just an awesome dude. Warriors, come on, guys. I know it's the flagship station. We're talking about a crew, like four starters over the age of 35. One of them is going to be 38 soon. I mean, the odds, I'll take these odds all day if anybody wants to place a wager. 18 to 1, 30 to 1 in some cases.
What's the wager?
I love the Warriors.
What's the wager?
Let's do it. Well, whatever you want.
What are we wagering? Like what? Not like.
Is it wins, championship?
That they will win, that they won't win? Like, what are we wagering?
Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry. It's championship because we're talking about this drive for five.
You think they will or they won't?
Hell no, they won't. No. So I got a case of Art House. If anybody wants to put up something else, I mean, it's ridiculous. I hope they're great. I hope it's a fun season. But we've got to stop. You have to stop with this whole quest for five stuff. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope to talk to you real soon. Take it easy.
Thanks, Father Time in Napa. He's like, I know you guys are the flagship, but you can't be that delusional. Well, they were a Steph Curry injury away last year from being in the Western Conference Finals, potentially. Not saying they weren't going to do it. I don't know. It's hypothetical. But I think they have a good chance to get to the Western Conference Finals and take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who eventually won that championship. And I think the Warriors felt like they matched up decently against that squad. Now, we'll never know. We'll never know. And you know what? That could have been their best opportunity, and Father Time might be right.
Forget quest for five. We're foraging for five.
Foraging?
Yes.
We're in the forest right now?
Yep.
Okay.
We're in hunter-gatherer mode.
Hunter-gatherer. Do you know where the... I have the odds right now.
What are the odds?
Do you want to guess?
Okay, in order. In order. Number one, best odds, yes. Oklahoma City.
Correct. Plus 245.
Okay.
The Warriors have the eighth best odds right now, currently. Can you name the seven above them? So you got the Thunder.
Okay, I didn't know order. Let me just write them all down. Wait. My pen and pad. Okay. OKC.
Correct. Number one.
Okay. I'm going to go Denver.
Correct. That's number two at plus 600.
Okay. Because there's so many of these fans.
This is via DraftKings, by the way.
Lakers.
Lakers are number six with plus 1,400. Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go Minnesota Timberwolves.
Correct. They're tied with the Lakers, right above the Warriors at plus 1,400 as well. So both the Lakers and the Timberwolves at plus 1,400.
Four.
Correct.
All right.
Three more to go.
Should I mix in an Eastern Conference
team?
Two
Eastern, one West.
I'm
going to
go New York Knicks because they have so many fans.
Correct.
Okay.
They have the fourth best odds at plus 850, tied with this other Eastern Conference team.
I'm not ready to put Orlando there, but I have this feeling that it's not them.
Nope.
And it's definitely not Boston because they are good.
Nope. Although Jason Tatum's working out again, that makes it a little more interesting.
Not Philadelphia. Could it be Milwaukee?
No. Milwaukee are plus 5,000. Not great odds.
It's got to be Cleveland.
Yeah,
man.
Cleveland, this is for you. Plus 850.
The only problem is like, okay, really, we're going to take them serious after what they did last year?
You're missing one Western Conference team.
So I got one wrong out of this. One Western Conference team.
Think about who the Warriors faced last year.
Oh, the Clippers. Oh, the Houston Rockets,
there
of course.
There you go. Kevin Durant's
own
Houston Rockets.
There wouldn't even be on my big board.
Really?
Yeah, because Kevin Durant's there, so that means he's going to get hurt at some point.
Oh, my God. The disrespect you have for
it's
a legend.
It's not disrespect. It's called reality. You're over here like, you know, Jimmy misses a lot of games. It's like, dude, have you seen Kevin Durant gets hurt every year?
Okay. All right. You sleeping on the Rockets. I'm not. That's fine
by
you.
They lost Fred VanVleet. That's a huge loss.
A big loss.
Where are the Mavericks on those?
The Mavericks, Kata, are... Wow, they're really down there.
Until Adam Silver gifts them another player.
Plus 2,500.
They still have more gifts to receive on the compensation package for trading Luka to the Lakers.
I'm not saying anything about that, because you know what? I don't know what actually took place.
Can we just...
Stop!
How did they... Cooper Flag thing. I mean, come on.
How did
that happen?
And, you know, I watched the Hunger Games yesterday.
The balls fell.
The odds were ever in their favor.
You got to believe in the balls.
This thing that no one gets to see live, that we just, hey, trust us, and they win.
The NBA is a very upstanding, trustworthy organization,
Joe Shasky. Of course they are. I'm not accusing them of anything. people on the internet allegedly, people on the internet are alleging that maybe there could have been some shenanigans. Well,
the internet's
possibly
wrong about everything.
There's going to be some shenanigans this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings, which starts at 11 a.m. at Luffing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girl is going to be there for a meet and greet, take photos, signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan will also be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium right now. First come, first serve, so go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
I don't know, have you seen any recent photos of Anthony Davis?
What is he? I know he's wearing goggles now or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fat? What?
Dude, it looks like he ate Anthony Davis. It's incredible. Well, I was like, what happened?
Well, I heard the comments. He said that he loses so much weight during the season that he has to pack on the pounds during the summer. I actually kind of love that.
Okay.
That's kind of a great excuse,
Pat
though.
Pat Bailey said that 2 years ago.
I love that,
Remember that when Pat Bailey said that 2 years ago?
Well, Draymond Green would do it all the time.
John Peterson was the opposite.
John Peterson. Well, they got a Pasoy problem
I'm
there.
I'm putting on a winter coat.
Oh, my God.
That's on like five.
I kind of buy it, though. Hey, Mavericks are interesting, though. I know you're getting there, Carter. Mavericks are an interesting team. I don't know what to make of them yet.
I told you, dude. Like, they are interesting.
Kyrie's way ahead of schedule, too, which is really interesting.
Cooper Flagg, like, where's he going to be at? He's flashed a little bit in the preseason. He's raw, though.
I love how like, just in general, everyone's like, yeah, dude, stick to Cooper Flagg. It's like, I'm telling you, dude, 10 years from now, we're all going to be like, can you believe that Luka got traded and they got the number one overall pick just randomly seconds later?
I mean, you guys are sleeping on Klay Thompson over there, too. It's the summer of Klay.
Klay the Thompson.
Thank you, him and Meg the Stallion. Talk about power couples.
They also did have a 0.8% chance to get that ball, so it wasn't zero.
That's true, Carter. You know, may the odds be ever in your favor. You're a big Hunger Games guy, as Halloween's coming around here. We actually agreed as a show we're doing Harry Potter, right? We're all going to dress up.
There's
right,
a higher
up.
Chance cool. of you touching rim.
I have
for the rest. No, for the rest of your life.
I can't. Yeah, that's. I woke up with a stiff back, Joe. It's yeah, you know, it's tough.
Carter, this guy.
Is that tomorrow's injury report?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, just such.
I can't do it again.
While lying on the ground, and he was assembling it.
Dude, Bruce Bochy thinks you got kicked big cap, dude. Come on.
Speaking of Bruce Bochy, talking about managerial searches, it's not going to be Bruce Bochy as the
I'm
next Giants.
I'm never giving up this Cooper Flagg thing.
Hold on. We have a couple minutes here. Any interest in Aaron Boone? He could be available. Yankees just ousted from the playoffs. Joe, your thoughts real quick. Aaron Boone, next Giants manager?
I'm officially out on him.
Why?
Because the way it went down in this series and his utilization of the bullpen, I'm out on it. And look, Rodon left him no choices.
He kept going to Weaver.
Weaver was done, dude.
No, I think Brian Cashman's bigger problem than Aaron Boone over there. That's what I think. They did not give him a lot to work with.
I'm out on Aaron Boone.
I'm in. Yeah. What do you say, Sammy?
You have like one of the best lineups in the American League. What do you mean the Cashman didn't give him anything to
work with? Yeah, I totally
agree. I don't care how good your lineup is if your pitching sucks.
Alex Rodriguez did not agree with
thank
you, Sam.
Thank you. A-Rod, thank you.
He had some strong statements after the game.
Yeah, he's right.
Wait a minute.
Yankee and Derek
legend,
Jeter.
Alex Rodriguez.
And Derek
something.
Jeter were very disappointed.
Did you see Vladdy and Big Poppy? So Big Poppy is...
Yeah, Big Poppy, you know what? I'm kind of out on him as an analyst these days.
What do you mean?
Just, what is he to talk trash about the Yankees when his Red Sox lost to the Yankees in the playoffs?
No, he was talking to his boy Vladdy, his countryman, and he said to him, he's like, Yankees lose. And they kept doing it over and over and over. It was pretty funny. Him and Vladdy Jr.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Red Sox lost to the Yankees.
Yeah, but
what is he laughing about?
The second best thing to have happen is if the Giants can't win it all, I want the Dodgers to not win it all either.
Poor Clayton Kershaw. That was tough yesterday to watch. I mean,
Clayton is Clayton.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed this from Drew Bledsoe, who joined us last hour.
Telling you, bro, James Harden and him are so similar.
Drew Bledsoe?
No, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, okay.
Remember they call him Clayton Manning back
like,
in the
I just, I'm waiting.
Clayton Manning?
Him and Chris Paul. Like, there's certain guys Clayton Manning's a good
that's
one.
That's really good.
That's actually really good.
I didn't come up with that. I heard
that
somewhere.
That is really good. That is really
I've
good.
I've never heard that before, Sammy. You're on fire today. Drew Bledsoe is also on fire. And we were talking about Super Bowl losses. And, you know, these athletes and coaches hate losing more than they love winning at times. And Drew Bledsoe kind of reiterated that.
When you make it to the Super Bowl and you lose, Man, it's almost worse than not getting there at all. I mean, it just is so painful when you're that close to the pinnacle and the game ends and the confetti flies and the, you know, all of that stuff happens and you know you were that close to it. You know, it just is, I've never watched that game. I've never seen it. And I don't think I ever will. It's too painful when you get that close and then you don't win that final game. Man, it hurts, and it hurts for a while.
That was really good stuff and great insight. Again, if you missed any of that interview we had with Drew Bledsoe.
You agree with him?
Yeah, because I think Drew's...
Time out. You've been crying about the freaking Tuck rule for 30 years. I never hear you complain about the Super Bowl loss.
Well, because, again, talking about conspiracy theories, I mean, they didn't change the plays. I mean, Tim Brown even said he felt his own head coach sabotaged him, Bill Callahan at one point. There's a lot there that I'm not going to dive into. I just knew the writing was on the wall. The fix may or may not have been in.
Let me ask a question, and Shasky, I'm going to throw this one at you. You know, we were at that Super Bowl in the Legion. It sucked. You know, Drew Bledsoe said it. Losing in the Super Bowl sucks more than not getting there. If you could go back and undo history, would you rather the Niners have lost to the Lions in that NFC title game to avoid the pain?
Knowing what I know now?
Yes, knowing what we know now.
Yes.
I think that perfectly sums up what
Drew
said.
We lost in overtime, didn't know the rules, okay? We lost Dre Greenlaw forever,
yeah,
basically.
That sucked.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, this...
Shasky, did you go to the Lions game?
Yeah.
You would trade that experience?
Yes.
That was one of the best games I've ever been to.
That experience at Allegiant was really
bad.
Guys,
I want you to know something. Outside of the Green Bay game in the rain, I have been to every single playoff game for the Niners, home playoff game, since, like, I don't know, 93? I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, like, I've been to some great games. Some great games. Sat next to my grandfather and my dad for the 94 championship game. All right. Was there at the wild card game. Went to the New York Giants wild card game. The wild card game, my friend, is the Green Bay game. Went to the game with Mikey C sitting in the end zone, the old, basically left field, New York Giants versus the Niners. The one of the greatest comebacks of all time. It's one of the greatest games of all time. The New Orleans Saints game. Like, I know you guys love the Detroit game. The New Orleans Saints game is one of the greatest games ever played. I would even argue, as bad as the loss was, the NFC Championship game against the New York Giants is one of the most epic football games I've ever been to. In the mist. It's the worst walkout ever. I mean, yeah, all these games are amazing. Like, I've been very blessed. The final playoff game ever at Candlestick, Kaepernick versus Aaron Rodgers, where he threw a freaking interception on his first pass attempt on the sideline and then just destroyed the Packers.
Clay Matthews still running somewhere trying to catch Kaepernick. He was just doing that the entire game.
He threw a dot to Michael Crabtree over the middle, and I forget who the safety was talking smack, and then Kaepernick sprinted down the field, headbutted dude, and was like, in his face. Kaepernick was ridiculous. Ridiculous. I've seen some great playoff games, I guess is what I'm getting at, and like that Detroit game was amazing. Carter, it was amazing. The third quarter was amazing. The fourth quarter was like edge of your seat. What is Dan Campbell going to do now? Which Lion is going to drop the ball here, there? No doubt about it. The Dallas Cowboy game the year prior was just as good. We forgot about that game.
That was such an incredibly physical,
fun
game.
It was unbelievable. Every play felt like the season's on the line for the entire second half.
So Drew Bledsoe talked about losing the Super Bowl. This is what former Niner, and obviously I got to play.
Wait, one second. I don't want you to keep moving on. Carter, you disagree. You think.
I'm not moving on.
I don't think the Cowboys game was as good as the Lions game. No, I don't.
But that was the best playoff game you had been to?
Yeah, had been to in person, yes, for
sure. Okay.
It was incredible.
Did you think that game was that good, the Detroit Lion game, Joe?
Yeah, I was on my couch. It was fun to watch. Like, it was incredible.
Was that the best Shanahan playoff game? Because I think I could make an argument it was the Green Bay game where they didn't score an offensive touchdown.
I agree
with
you
there.
It's
one of the most thrilling games I've ever been to in my life. Jimmy Ward or whoever it was, Jaquas Guard, chasing down the guy at the end of the half to keep them from scoring. You don't even remember that. I don't know if you guys remember this play. Like, they should have scored a touchdown right before the end of half, and they ran the guy down. Like, Debo with the run to set.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Set up the field goal to win the game where they motioned Trent Williams over. I don't know.
The Shanahan masterclass, even the one.
The Dallas Cowboys game when they went into Dallas.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That was a great game.
That one was insane. And then they tried to get the spike and it didn't get it in time. Tony Romo, Jim Nantz were on the call. I don't think they have enough time. Oh, my goodness.
What was funnier, that spike or when they had Zeke Elliott hike the ball to Dak?
That was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on a football
game. Was it Dre Greenlaw that destroyed him?
It was. Oh, my God. It was incredible.
That was his last moment, I think, as a Cowboy, too. It was Zeke Elliott.
Look, the Detroit game was amazing. I also watched them. They were down at the half against – no, that was a divisional round game. It was different. Yeah. But they were down at the half to – or maybe it was the wild card round – to Seattle.
Yeah.
They blew the doors off him in the second half.
I went to that game, too.
That game was awesome.
Jonathan Abram got attacking, like, Debo or something, like, was grabbing his leg, and that pissed Debo off. And, like, from that point on,
Debo
went
off.
Oh, yeah, we went off on them. It's like, oh, this is money here.
Gino had some dimes early on in that game, too. He was playing well, and then the defensive line just took over, too.
If you were going to ask me what's the greatest game I've ever been to this day, I will not much is going to surpass for the Niners. The New Orleans Saints playoff game, because we waited 10 years, essentially, for that game to be played. Everyone stood the entire game. I've never felt the stadium rock the way it did. And for Alex to have those plays in that final 5 minutes, I've never seen anything like it. Vernon Davis making multiple huge plays. The throw, the way the place erupted. The run before with Staley leading the way. I mean, God, that New Orleans game, the Dante Whitner hit. Oh. I was in the top row with my brother, Mikey C, and Rocco. You could feel the hit on the ground. Jimmy Graham was unstoppable. That New Orleans team was so loaded. I'm telling you guys, like, I know we forgot about it. That Harbaugh win is as good of a win as I've ever. People were crying.
They had back-to-back heartbreaking losses in the playoffs, too, because the year prior to it, the Saints coming off a Super Bowl championship played Beastquake in the Seattle Seahawks, and no one was giving the Seahawks a chance. They're 7-9. It was Pete Carroll's first season there. And then it was one of the greatest plays. And yeah, you did the Marshawn.
It was so sick.
It was one of the all-time runs, too. I know we don't like the Seahawks here, but it's still Marshawn's moment. That was all-time. And to lose that game, then the next year, lose in San Francisco at Candlestick Park like that, oh, it was incredible.
The Ravens Super Bowl, it just sucked that it was in the Super Bowl. They shouldn't even have been close. Like, I hate saying that, but it's true.
They were getting blown out.
Yeah, like, they shouldn't even have been close. That New York Giants game, and it gets lost. God, that game. I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life.
I wanted to bring up this sound. I wasn't moving on, by the way.
Real quick on this one.
Yeah.
I know everybody's talking about Hall of Fame for different players, and you and I have argued, and I get people saying, oh, you guys not a Hall of Fame. Believe me, I'm not saying one game makes you a Hall of Famer or not.
I said first ballot. I was like, no chance he should be first ballot.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I do believe that when I watched him in that game, and we all can disagree, whatever, I was like, yeah, I'm watching a Hall of Famer. He should have been sacked 100 times in that game. He was amazing.
You will never not tell me that. Yeah. Eli Manning, toughness will never be questioned.
Some dimes to Mario Manning. I know this is his name. Mario Manningham.
Yeah.
That were unbelievable throws. Just teardrop throws with Carlos Rogers draped all over him. Vernon caught a touchdown pass for a 75-yarder and jumped on the light well at the beginning of that game. God.
I mean, you mentioned Mario Manningham. Everyone goes to David Tyree in that first Super Bowl, but Mario Manningham had a great catch and throw in the Super Bowl again to beat the Patriots that same season. So
Ahmed Bradshaw ran so hard in that game. That was one of the hardest hitting games. I know the Seahawks game gets remembered. That New York Giants team, Tom Coughlin with the freaking red nose in the rain.
Rudolph.
God.
I know.
And then their kicker, not only does he make it, he turns to our sideline and then turns to their sideline with his hands out and everyone's swarming him.
Eddie Pinheiro-esque. Eddie Pinheiro, by the way. Sneaky funny. What did he say yesterday? That he kissed the upright or made out with it?
He French kissed it.
He French kissed it. That's what he said.
So, you know, when the Giants finally won the World Series, I'll never forget, I dropped to my knees. I couldn't believe it was happening. And it was it took me 35 seconds to calibrate that they actually won the World Series and they didn't botch this. And I truly believe one day when the Niners at some point, hopefully in my lifetime, win the Super Bowl, I don't even know if I'll be able to just run out the door. And I think I might drop to my knees and be like, did that really happen?
That's kind of how you felt about the first Warriors championship, right?
No, the first Warriors championship, I sat on my couch. All my boys were over. We were at a big watch party. We all sat on the couch we just beat LeBron James in the finals. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even fathom it.
As a Warrior, at least the Niners have been knocking on the door. The Warriors knock on the door. They weren't even in the right area code. What?
There was no door to knock through. Couldn't afford the door.
Joe, they were so bad.
They didn't even have a door handle.
I always point this, Joe.
It was so bad.
When it comes to the Warriors pre that year, I always thought that the best season we would ever get from the Warriors was they would lose in a gentleman's sweep in the West Finals. That's why I truly felt that will be the year. Oh, remember that year we got that one win against the Spurs in the West Finals? That was the greatest season ever. I legitimately thought that would be the summit of Warriors basketball in my lifetime.
Do you believe in curses?
Oh, yeah.
So, the Warriors were so bad, I didn't even think they were cursed.
The curse of Robert Parrish.
No, I didn't even think it was a curse. I was like, we're just bad. Yeah, we're just bad.
The curse.
We're just so bad, we're not good enough to be cursed, right? The Browns, they're not cursed. They're just bad.
Their organizations just ran awful.
Exactly, exactly. I thought the Giants were cursed.
Yeah, because they would at least get close.
Exactly.
That's why it's worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am now almost convinced that the Niners are cursed until it gets broken. I'm dead serious
on this. What's the curse of?
I don't even know.
Leaving Candlestick?
I don't know.
The curse of...
Yeah, but they didn't win it at Candlestick.
I was going to say, they didn't win it even with Jim
Harbaugh.
I don't
even know. Is it the Eddie D curse? I don't know. Bill Walsh? I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it feels like I'm meant to be tormented by my Niners.
Debo echoes those sentiments. Debo Samuel over the summer on his Amon-Ra St. Brown's podcast. This is what he had to say about losing the Super Bowl.
Losing a Super Bowl, bro, it puts you in depression. I don't think, bro, you go months without, talking to people, want to be seen. Bro, when I lost the Super Bowl, bro, I stayed in Vegas and hopped on a Like, I got on a Sprinter going back home, like, by myself, 7 hours just on there. Like, bro, like, losing Super Bowl, like, that's one of the worst feelings, like, ever. You just think about it. Like, think about it in our position. Like, bro, we just went through camp. We just went through the whole season. We got here. We lose. Now you back to work in 3 weeks. And you about to do it all over again. So it's just like, God, like, bro, losing Super Bowl, crazy. I lost the Super Bowl twice to the same team.
And that's kind of how the, I think, fan base felt. Like, I'm not talking to anyone. No one. Nada. Zip. And I actually give you and Monte great credit to do that because you have to talk about it. It's your job.
In the most depressing studio
the
ever.
The most depressing studio. Yeah, you guys were in it.
That night after losing.
Where were you guys broadcasting from, by the way?
Some hellhole.
Some, like, strip mall basement with, like, duct tape mics.
Oh, that God. Night after Allegiant, Monte was so. I was just in, like, a malaise. Sam. You were standing. You were walking back to the hotel.
No, you guys left without me. Well, before me, not without me.
Where'd you go?
I hung back with Whitley for a little bit just to kind of, like, watch the post game carnage, and then I couldn't.
You guys left right away. Whitley Sandrino, big
so we walked out with all the commoners at a Super Bowl, which is all the rich people, and it was all Carter's people. And so, like, as I'm walking back, we were, like, people were trying to fight. Like, one guy was arguing. This isn't as bad of a loss as the 2019 one. It's not even close. But they're like, we just lost a Super Bowl. Shut up. And, like, the two of them were going to fist fight over it. It was ridiculous. Popeyes ran out of chicken.
Oh, no.
Then we went back. We waited in line for some awful Chinese food because we know good Chinese food in the Bay. Awful Chinese food. They ran out of utensils. Bonte had to eat the Chinese food with his fingers. And then I watched in dead silence. My wife kept calling me, and I kept doing do not disturb, do not disturb. And I'm watching the game on the iPad, and I wanted to throw the iPad every 5 seconds.
Speaking of 5 seconds, how about a fast 5 seconds?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I'm just picturing Bonte with a box of chow mein.
So human chopsticks.
Just picking it up and just eating it.
I'm happy with chow mein.
So, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm really depressed, I'm like a sugar eater, right? I'm going right to the ice cream.
So I'm the opposite. I don't eat anything when I'm like depressed or I'm sad. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go downstairs. This is at the Excalibur, like, whatever, 2 in the morning. You want to talk about the saddest place on the planet. 2 in the morning after the Super Bowl, the Excalibur. So I'm walking around, and it's me not searching for drugs, money, none of those things. I'm searching for ice cream. And so as I'm searching for ice cream, there's the saddest, like, reach-in freezer. And I got the saddest generic, whatever it's called. Like, it's bunny, whatever the ice cream is.
Blue bunny.
It was awful. And it was like, had been melted, defrosted, refrozen. Like,
it's like the strawberry, like, cheesecake or shortcake one.
It gets so much better. And I go back to the room. I sit on the little bed, on the edge of the bed. And I go to take a giant bite of this, like, ice cream, which is on a stick. And the whole thing falls right onto the hairy carpet of the Excalibur. I could stop my night. I swear to God.
There's few places in the world I'd rather eat off the carpet than the Excalibur.
I'd rather eat off of a Bart carpet before 100%. The Excalibur carpet.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't there, guys, to help out. I don't think I would have been much help, though. They have an Outburger across the stadium, don't they?
I love, like, Matt's like, hey, it's the media hotel. It's going to be glorious. We got there. I was like, dude. This thing is so bad.
My favorite thing was, like, when I first walked into the Excalibur, I'm thinking, man, there's going to be a lot of, like, famous people in town this weekend. Like, I wonder if there's going to be anyone famous at this casino. I walked onto the floor. I'm like, there is not a notable human being within, like, 10 blocks of this hotel. Was such a depressing crowd.
You were the famous person when you walked out.
That's how bad it was. Yeah, like, literally, it seemed like everyone on the floor of that casino, like, had a trailer parked outside. Very Tallahassee crowd out there.
Oh, my God. Now there's anything on trailers.
You know,
I mean,
why the boss liked it?
Why?
Well, he likes the Excalibur because you could just fire up a heater right in the room and no one would know the difference.
Well, everyone does that. Smoking, non-smoking, they still doing that in Vegas?
Is that even
a thing?
I don't know.
There's no
Well, Carter, you go
I'll tell you
the time.
This. There's a difference between when you stay at the Aria or the Wynn, you can, like, breathe in the casino floor air. You're at the Excalibur. Bro, it is like working in the minefields for decades.
Well, all,
like,
the air in the Aria is blown into the Excalibur.
I came back, I was like, dude, COVID originated at the floor of the Excalibur. It's not a doubt in my mind.
I think the next Super Bowl at Allegiant is going to be 2027, maybe, or 8. I'm not sure. But they'll be back. They'll be back in Vegas. That's going to be part of the rotation.
You know how, like, Chernobyl? That's what they should do to the Excalibur.
Jesus.
Should have wiped that out and put the A Stadium there.
Jesus. Yeah, let's have some, like, nuclear toxicity in the state of Nevada. They already got Area 51, or that's Albuquerque.
Yucca Mountain.
That's, is that New Mexico?
Fonte texted me and goes, he's not lying. One of the worst nights of my life. Anna FaceTimed me and I started crying.
I swear to God.
The King's tears.
Oh, no. Excalibur. Excalibur. Oh, the King was an Excalibur.
Hey, there was nothing royal about that except, oh, God, it was just the worst.
We got Steiny coming up here. Steiny, you know what?
Steiny knew I was talking about my misery. He came in ear-to-ear smile, ready to drink up those King's tears.
I like how him and Goo come in here, look at us like we're not on air. Clearly my mic is turned on. Don't we have a red light out there that says we're on air? Doesn't matter.
I swear to you, when I say this, it's one of the greatest days ever, pivoted into one of the worst nights of all time.
But it was a great show the next day as I was producing it by myself here. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Steiny and Goo slash Evan next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.